You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's newly installed Immigration Minister David Coleman has indicated he'd like to revamp regional visas. In an interview with SBS News, Mr. Coleman said some towns are keen to see more migrants.
And there are a number of different regional visa classes at the moment. And one of the things I'm assessing is the effectiveness of each of those programs and potential ways of improving those programs so that there's a greater regional match to those regional needs.
Currently, there are several visas available to migrants to fill skill shortages in rural and regional Australia. Minister Coleman says places like the town of Warrnambool in Victoria, the Goldfields region of Western Australia, and the entire state of South Australia are asking for thousands of migrants.
We have quite a few regional gaps in employment right now, and I want to ensure that the immigration system helps to fill those opportunities when they can't be filled by local employees.
The former Assistant Finance Minister holds the marginal Sydney seat of Banks and was recently elevated to the Outer Ministry after the Liberal leadership spill. The immigration portfolio was separated from Peter Dutton's Home Affairs Ministry and given to Mr. Coleman, along with Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs.
Because when you think about it, I mean, immigration has been so fundamental to our success as our country. The history of our nation is one of immigration.
On the issue of Australian citizenship, the minister would not go into specifics about the government reviving plans to change the requirements to become a citizen. The controversial plans to introduce a tougher English language test, increase residency requirements, and require applicants to sign a so-called Australian values statement were quashed by the Senate late last year. While he didn't go into detail about English language requirements, Minister Coleman reiterated the importance of the language.
Having some English is obviously a good thing in Australian life. Some level of English is obviously a positive thing, and if people can, the more English people are able to speak, then the more they can participate in Australian life.
Minister Coleman says the government is in consultations about reintroducing elements of the legislation. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.